The David Yazbek, Terrence McNally musical, The Full Monty, is currently running at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany, New York through the 11th of August. While spying on their wives at a girls' night out trip to a male strip club, a group of unemployed Buffalo steelworkers come up with a bold way to make some quick cash. As they counter their fears, self-consciousness, and prejudices, the men come to discover that the strength that they find in each other just might give them the individual courage to let it all go. The musical is based on the 97 film of the same name and was nominated for 10 Tony Awards when it premiered on Broadway in the year 2000. Producing artistic director Maggie Mancinelli Cahill directs the production at the Rep. We are joined by two of the actors, Christopher Sutton and Lynn Philistine. Thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah,
thanks for having us.
All right. So you are an actual married couple.
Yes.
Who are playing characters that are not married, but that's okay.
Right.
That's right.
Yes. Are you having fun?
We're having a blast. It's a really, really fun show. It's my first time doing this show.
Yep.
And it's just so much fun. And to watch the audience and hear them respond, especially at the end, it's just, I don't know, you just leave with a big smile on your face.
Yeah.
And have you've done the show before?
No, that's my first time.
First time too as well?
Yeah, I've sung the songs in concert and things like that, but I've never played this actual role. I always wanted to.
So what was it about it that you wanted, that you liked the idea of?
Well, the reason I love this show is it's about family and how family deals with big issues like being unemployed. And I really like this show too because there's a family that's formed between all of us guys as we meet each other. Some of us know each other already going in and kind of hatch this plan. And, you know, how people deal in a very real way with being unemployed. And it's fascinating, you know, finding out that they're not defined truly by what they do, but by who they are and how they deal with these problems, you know. It's just such wonderful music, and we're so glad Capitol Rep decided to do it, and that Maggie Mancinelli Cahill, who I've known over 20 years, first show I did here was a long time ago. We were thrilled to find out she was doing the Full Monty. And what's nice about this, too, is Lynn and I have played opposite each other quite a lot, maybe 20 times in our lives, the 17 years we've been together. And but with this is one of those, as you said earlier, where we don't play a couple in this. We observe each other from afar. We've done this in Wizard of Oz when she was Glinda flying around up there and I was the Scarecrow. Yeah, it was kind of like that. I see her from a distance. Go, hey, go, honey. Yeah. We don't have much to do together, but I get to observe, you know.
So tell us a little bit about your character.
My character is Vicki Nichols. She is married to Harold Nichols, who is he's also been laid off, but he's sort of the foreman, the head of the guys. And we are taking, we take dance class together, and the guys are looking for a teacher, and the boys see us, and they say, he looks great, and so that's how he gets involved with them. And my character is clueless. She loves expensive things, and she loves Harold, but she loves the life she has with him, too. He takes her everywhere. He adores her, and she has a wonderful life. And so he's afraid to tell her what's been going on. And then you see when he does what happens, and it's a really beautiful story and relationship between the two of them. And that's not all about things. And it's really fun. I have a great, really fun number I get to do called Life with Harold. And then the second act, I do something a little more serious, I guess. And it's just a really fun role. And, you know, I get to wear a lot of bling, and it's fun.
That's fun.
It's got to be a challenge for that, the character of Harold to have kept this from his wife for 18 months that he's not been working, you know, he's actually not been working. And then we see him and we're like, oh, that guy, this is guy that cost efficiency to us out of our jobs, who, you know, now we're all in the same bin. We're all unemployed. He's not our boss anymore. You know, we're all unemployed. And so we do see him dancing and decide that, hey, look, we're going to strip. We need someone to help us teach us to dance.
So tell us a little bit about your character and the relationship with the other guys in the pack.
Sure. So my character Jerry is out of work, divorced. He's unemployed, and he stands to lose custody of his son. My ex-wife is moving on to another fella who is doing quite well for himself, and he feels like he's going to lose his son is the most important thing to him in the whole world, and his whole identity. So, you know, he's doing this so he can spend more time with his son, and he just doesn't know how to do that, constantly getting into scrapes and things. And I really love, you know, I'm a huge fan of this movie, too. I think it was 97 movie came out.
Yeah.
I love watching that movie. I've done that dialect that they use in that movie.
I had to watch it again because the first time I watched it, I was like, I don't understand what they're saying.
Yes. Oh, there's all kinds of
takes
double
a minute.
Talk.
Yeah, and then you Sheffield. Have to, like, watch it again. And you're like, okay, yeah. Now I get it.
Your ears adjust.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and I'm just a big Robert Carlyle fan anyway. But it's such a great movie. And when I saw this in New York with some friends of mine that were in it, I just loved it. So I've always wanted to do it. We're very excited about it, you know.
What has the reaction been? You opened last night?
We opened officially Tuesday.
Okay.
But the weekend we did four previews before that.
Yeah.
But the audiences have loved it.
Those are great.
And it's also one night there was a reaction that made me giggle. I was in the back, and right when the guys say something like, we're not going to go the full Monty, and this lady goes, no! It's like, they're here to see it. You know, it was just really cute. And just to watch people in the audience, because at the end of the show, my character's like in the audience, and I get to sort of really see them and kind of, it's so great. And just people, it just makes you feel good, and you really pull for these guys, and the audiences just go on, and they really want these guys to do it. And they're like, it's just this build up, and it's so really, really fun. I mean, I think Capital Rep has done a wonderful job with it, and I'm just glad to be a part of it. It's really,
Well, Maggie's great, and
she's
and
wonderful.
The other thing too is that, and maybe I'm somewhat wrong in this, but it seems that the music itself is often overlooked because it's really good stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's real.
Very good.
I think so too. Very tuneful. It's interesting too because the music in the overture, in the entr'acte, it does not harken back to anything from the show. It's its own. It's its own thing that Yazbek wrote. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not like a pastiche of all the tunes from the...
That's right.
That's kind of cool, too.
Yeah. Good stuff.
And some of the harmonies are actually... It's difficult. Like, when you really start to look at it and you go, wow, he really wrote some really...
Really cool
interesting
harmonies.
Yes. Really interesting harmonies and stuff.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. Terrence McNally knows slouch either.
Yeah, right? Yes, yes.
Throw that out there for whatever it's worth.
Absolutely.
Well, the obvious question, so what's the question you get most often? Do you actually get naked? And right? So
yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it's and we do.
Yeah.
You know, it's such an interesting thing. I grew up the oldest of seven. My mother, labor and delivery nurse in Michigan. My dad, an engineer. And with nine of us in the house, there wasn't a whole lot of modesty. I mean, we had to get ready for school. You know, you're running around.
Yeah.
So I don't mind that part of it at all. It's very freeing.
I was going to say, it must be liberating.
Well, I will say, when I saw it in New York, and you see it in some places, you know, they might be in a proscenium stage from a distance, and there's light flashing.
Well, they're the big light at the end.
Yeah, and to do this here.
With a lot of the imagination.
Yes, right? And to do it at Cap Rep where you've got, you know, audience on three sides. We've got the thrust. It's not lost on me. It's a thrust stage that we're doing this on. And that it is more intimate, you know. We just all, it's interesting. There's the first time that us as cast members, just like in the show, I suppose, there was the first time that we had to do that in front of the cast.
The other people.
And crew, right? With no audience there, and then it was the first time that you do it in front of an audience.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of mirrors how that would be.
Yeah.
You know, that first freeing time where you just take the hat and kind of go, hey, for a second.
Yeah.
But I'm give away too much.
But I'm interested. Yeah, really. I'm interested in what you were saying earlier that the audience comes to like expect that and want that.
It was, I think so. I mean, they're kind of like, or and a lot of the men sometimes are like, are they going to really do this? They're doing it. They're doing it. Just their faces. And they're doing
the
it.
Strip. Yeah. Yes, we're stripping. How far are they going? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's so, it's just so fun. I mean, I love it. I see it every night. I'm there and I'm just like, this is fun. What am I?
Oh, my husband's stripping
here
again.
Here he goes again.
Yeah. Sorry, honey.
Stripping for money.
All right. Actors do what actors have to do. Christopher Sutton and Lynn Philistine is here, are here, rather. I'm so excited my grammar's gone to hell. Christopher and Lynn, thank you very much. The full Monty runs at the Rep in Albany, New York through the 11th of August. You can find out more information by going to capitalrep.org, capitalrep.org for tickets and showtime information. Christopher Sutton, Lynn Philistine, I thank you so much for being with us. Great to have you in town.
Thank you
so much. We appreciate it.
Be well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.